Chapter 2 Will and Teddy. William Howard Taft was born on September 15, 1857, in a two-story yellow brick house in a fashionable neighborhood on Mount Auburn, one of the hills surrounding Cincinnati. 6 days after his birth, his father, Alfonso, proudly noted to a friend, "Louise is getting along astonishingly well, and the baby is fat and healthy." In the hours after the birth, he explained, Louise had a fair prospect of milk, and on the third day the boy had plenty. But a few days later, the infant's clamorous appetite necessitated a wet nurse to supplement his mother's milk supply. The plump, ravenous new baby provided welcome relief to his parents. Their first child, Samuel, had been frail from birth and had died of whooping cough at 14 months, the year before Will was born. At 2 months, his mother recorded, Will was very large for his age and grows fat every day. Indeed, she noted with amazement and pride, he has such a large waist that he cannot wear any of the dresses that we made with belts. While his rapid growth kept her busy making ever larger clothes, she took great comfort in his perfect good health and his fullness of flesh. The care of him fills in some measure the void left by Sammy's death, she wrote to her mother, but I am constantly thinking how interesting Sammy would be now if he had lived, and how pleasant to have two little boys growing up together. Will's sweet, open nature was evident from infancy. He spreads his hands to anyone who will take him, and his face is wreathed in smiles at the slightest provocation, Louise told her sister, Delia Torrey. His parents admired his cherubic face, a solitary dimple in one cheek, his eyes deeply, darkly, beautifully blue. Finding great pleasure and solace in her healthy, fast-growing boy, Louise happily acquiesced to his insistence upon being held whenever he is awake, even if she felt her hands and feet were tied to the child. Mother would think it poor management, she confided to her sister Delia, but I do not understand making him take care of himself. Her torment at losing her firstborn had convinced her that children are treasures lent, not given, and they may be recalled at any